There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
We are joined by Clancy Dubose, political editor and columnist for Gambit and WWL New Orleans political analyst. Clancy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Newell. It's always great to be with you and your listeners.
Clancy, a 25-count indictment with charges of fraud and conspiracy to commit fraud relative to businessman Randy Farrell. And throughout that indictment, there are references to other individuals, but one being public official number one that seems to implicate the mayor.
It does more than seem. I mean, I don't think there's anybody on the planet who could be public official one. Directly / indirectly referenced as public official one in an indictment, a federal indictment, alleging, you know, fraud of some sort. But this one, the first one, of course, was when her former bodyguard, Jeffrey Vapi, former retired police officer Jeffrey Vapi, who the feds flat out say was in a romantic relationship with the mayor, was indicted for what amounts to payroll fraud, but they used wire fraud because it's a more all-encompassing charge, and it I think it may carry additional penalties like seizures and forfeitures. And now, in the Vapi indictment, I'm just going to cover that quickly. It was not crystal clear. They didn't flat out say the mayor knew or participated in. You could read that into it, but if reading that indictment, you would conclude, I think, that former officer Vapi would have to testify against the mayor. But in the current indictment, or the latest indictment, I should say, of businessman Randy Farrell, it flat out says that there was a quid pro quo, and that businessman one, who is Fred Zaton, according to numerous sources, who was a business partner of Farrell, was the go-between between Farrell and the mayor. And, you know, Farrell paid for, and Zaton, according to the feds, allegedly delivered the quid, and the mayor provided the quo by firing a person in the, I think it's a mid-level manager, Ms. Cecil, who was raising questions about Mr. Farrell's business practices, his company's business practices. So there is a real, it lays it out and it puts the mayor in the middle of it without actually indicting her.
And I guess one of the things that they talk about is that Ms. Cecil, her departure from the city was in November. And I got to imagine that that would set the prescriptive date or the statute of limitations on any action against Mayor Cantrell as it relates to that date. A lot of folks were talking about August before, and it turns out it may be a November date.
You can look at it that way, and I certainly, that was my first impression, but I was reminded by a friend of both of ours, Joe Responte, who's the legal analyst for Fox 8 News here in New Orleans, that the game, the 17 tickets, the last overt act in this alleged conspiracy was the mayor accepting the tickets and going to the game, the Saints playoff game, in January. So it's possible that it could even be a January date if you go by the last overt act. And we don't know if that's the extent of it. Were there other things that they haven't revealed yet? We don't know.
And that's what I keep saying, because folks keep asking me, and I said, there's only one thing I know for sure, is that the feds know more than we know, and they'll let us know on their timeline, not on anybody else's timeline, right? So that's a better bet than Secretariat. I mean, so I don't know.
And you know what? That's the way it should be. We shouldn't know everything they know, because if we do, then stuff is leaking out that shouldn't leak out. So
yeah, because there's a grand jury involved, obviously, and that's supposed that testimony and evidence there is supposed to be secret. But it does seem that the series of concentric circles are kind of tightening down on possibly the mayor, and maybe others within city administration.
Yeah, for the first time, to my knowledge and to anybody else's knowledge that I've spoken to, and I've spoken to quite a few people about this, there's public official two, who is the chief administrative officer, Gilbert Montano, who had never been implicated or, to my knowledge, even accused of being associated with any kind of unseemly conduct. And there's only one reference to him, really, which is that he, and I can't remember, so please correct me. I don't know if he requested or was offered and accepted like two or three tickets to a game. I think it was one of the NCAA college championship games, which also occurred in January of 2019, I believe. So, you know, this is, I think the request came in December or something like that, or November. But again, if you're trying to loop somebody into a federal conspiracy, the last overt act would be accepting the tickets and going to the game. And the level, that's something I pointed out in my column, and I'm sure you pointed that out as well, Newell. The feds don't always let you know exactly how much they know, even when they're revealing what they know. They don't necessarily tell you how they know it, but in this case, it's crystal clear that they have tapped into texts, emails, and even photographs. And one of the things that I pointed out, it's not in the indictment, but it's just something to, and this gets relates to Mr. Montano. He said, look, I'm not going to sell out my integrity for a football ticket or a couple of football tickets. But the problem there is, even if he is never indicted and never accused of any wrongdoing, it speaks to the culture at City Hall. And the mayor's communications director yesterday said, you know, there's a lot of gray area here. And yeah, if somebody buys you a cup of coffee, I don't think anybody's going to consider that, you know, or a sandwich, that's one thing. But when it's a cumulative thing and, you know, it involves meals, an iPhone, even though the iPhone, according to the indictment, was given back weeks later or a month or two later, it's just these little freebies that, you know, some of these freebies go beyond, you know, a ham sandwich or a cup of coffee, you know. And, you know, one or two tickets to the Saints game, well, maybe, but that might be okay if we're all just being friends. But if it's 17 tickets to the NFC Championship game, I mean, how much were those tickets going for on StubHub or other, you know, secondary market sites?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I wonder. So, you know, it's well, to add up.
The other thing is,
so great to me.
The thing that I find the most obnoxious here is that what's being bargained for allegedly is someone else's livelihood, right? As you pointed out, a mid-level management person that is sounds like doing the right thing uncovers something that doesn't seem copacetic and, you know, brings it to her supervisor, and that supervisor does something with it, and then when that supervisor's challenged, he leaves. He quit.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I don't want to be any part of this.
Yeah. Exactly. And we're talking, that's where the feds relates to the, and you're more familiar than I am with this because you've been in law enforcement, but, you know, the honest services aspect mm-hmm. of fraud, which is basically a sweeter way of saying public corruption is what it is. It's public corruption. But there's an even bigger vice in here that I referred to, and I believe I might be the only one who's talked about it, although you may have, because I'm flattered that you read my column. You know, I ended my column in the Picayune yesterday by saying, you know, the real vice of all this is the hundreds of homes and buildings and thousands of New Orleanians, members of the public, who are now endangered by having substandard work approved. How do they know? The walls are closed in, you know, and there's inspections that were done, allegedly done fraudulently. If the feds prove their case and everything in the indictment is true, that's an if, then the mayor sold out people's safety for football tickets and an iPhone and a steak and maybe a few other, you know, little goodies. And that's petty graft for putting people's lives in danger. You know, that to me, I mean, the real vice here.
You have to be.
And all the corruption isn't bad enough. That is bad. That's right. Already serious. But putting public corruption that puts people's lives in danger, this from the same department that had a problem, and it was some, and I think there were even some indictments, and they'll correct me because my memory fades a little bit on this, in the Hard Rock Cafe where people died. What would have happened if that Hard Rock Cafe had not, Hard Rock Hotel, forgive me, Hard Rock Hotel collapsed. If that, and that happened on LaToya Cantrell's watch in her first term with people in her Department of Safety and Permits. What if it had been completed and it had collapsed 3 years later with a hotel full of people in here for the Super Bowl or the Sugar Bowl or Mardi Gras.
Or the Taylor Swift concert with kinds of kids.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, this, you know, that is one of the most next to the
It's going to be interesting to see.
Department of Safety and Permits is the most. I'm sorry, let me just say this one thing.
Yeah,
next
go ahead.
To police and fire and EMS, the Department of Safety and Permits probably is the most important and crucial public safety department in city government.
No doubt. The utility of that department is huge. It's going to be interesting, don't you think, to find out whether or not in any of these texts or emails or whatever communications, whether anybody said, so what are we actually complaining about? That somebody's doing their job and making sure that these inspections are done appropriately and we're not having conflicts? I mean, I'm kind of curious whether or not anyone brought that up to the mayor.
I suspect when the person, and I think it was Supervisor One, perhaps, no, the person to whom Ms. Cecil complained, that person quit in what appears to be a statement of ethics and honor, integrity. And Ms. Cecil, I'm not sure if you pronounce it Cecil or Cecil, but she was allowed to take her vacation, and that got her supervisor in trouble. You know, according to the indictment, the mayor fussed and said, no, I want her fired right now or whatever. And, you know, I got to believe that the supervisor and the lady who was fired, Ms. Cecil, at least said something. And apparently, certainly you could draw the conclusion, if it's not in the indictment already, among the allegations, that she wrote, you know, she complained. She wrote, I would say.
She went to the IG. She went to the IG and said.
That's the kind of thing you put in writing, right? You
know, yeah,
exactly. If you or I were her lawyer, we'd say, put it in writing, you know, and date it and sign it, you know, and send it to IG or to whoever.
No doubt. So. For sure. That would be the recommendation. Thank you so much for joining us. We've run out of time. I apologize, Clancy Dubose. Thank you for joining us, political editor and columnist for Gambit and WWL New Orleans political analyst as well. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.